Initiating download sequence. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Welcome to Scott Harrell's SOS Radio Podcast. Starting now.
I don't know if fear of heights is in Nick Walenda's vocabulary, but he has walked a high wire with his family for years. He's written books about it. He's done specials on TV and done some insane things, even broke like 7 Guinness World Records. Nick Walenda is on the phone. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
So in March of this past year, before this whole pandemic started, you performed one of the most daring feats to date. As you've done all kinds of wild things, but you walked 1,800 feet over an active volcano in Nicaragua, wrote a book about all of that called Facing Fear. And, regardless of how long you do this, do you still get jitters when you walk that wire for a new feat?
Absolutely. You know, I would tell you that it is more of a respect. I respect what I do, and those jitters come from the respect that I have for the wire that I am walking. So it's not a debilitating fear, but again, it is more of a deep respect.
So you wrote a book, it's called Facing Fear. And when you dig into the layers of what we are scared of and the layers of what keeps us up at night, what have you found essentially are the real root of fears that we carry deep inside us?
Yeah, look, I mean, I talk about fear obviously a lot in this book. And the reason why I wrote this book was because we had a bad accident about 2.5 years ago where we were attempting to break another world record with my family, 8 of us on the wire. We were about 30 feet up. The highest person was up 50 feet, my aunt, and that pyramid collapsed. And my sister nearly lost her life in a coma for a long time, broke every bone in her face. In fact, 73 screws and plates in her face alone. And it was at that point when that accident happened that there was a seed planted in my head, and I didn't realize that seed was planted. And I went on to perform. In fact, I performed the following day about 200 feet above an arena and spoke to about 25,000 people and performed for the next 6 weeks straight. Took some time off and started watering that seed that had been planted in my mind. And what had happened was I went back to perform about 6 weeks later and started literally shaking, physically shaking on the wire and trembling. After about a week of that, I went to my wife and said, I'm done. I don't think I can do this anymore. And my wife said, look, you have a long family history, 200 years, 7 generations. Every autograph you sign is never give up. And there's a reason why. And you've got a bigger calling on your life. And everything that happens to us in life, we can use for good or bad. And she's like, there's a reason you're going through this, and you're going to be able to help others get through their fear. And that's really what happened. So through that, I decided the process that it took, which was the greatest challenge I've ever faced in my life. I hold 11 Guinness World Records, walked across Niagara Falls, the Grand Canyon without a tether, etc. Those were all big challenges. Changing 2 laws in 2 countries to get permission to walk across Niagara Falls, huge challenge. But overcoming this fear that I had, that seed that was planted in my mind, was definitely the greatest challenge of, you know, my career up until now. So that's what this book is about. It's about the story of what it took for me to overcome that fear. And the hopes are that others' lives are changed and freed from the fear that's holding them back from the greatest calling and the calling that God has for the purpose of their life.
We're talking to world-famous high-wire walker Nick Walenda today at SWS Radio. When something happens in our lives that scares us or hurts us, the natural thing to do is just avoid situations and run in the opposite direction. But, you know, when your family had an accident back in 2017, you're able to push back the typical human protective instincts and continue on with your goal and with your drive and what you feel like God's called you to do. But when you want to unpack walking through fears that are underneath the surface, Nick, what have you learned about the faith part of that and the physical part of that?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think they play, you know, hand in hand with each other. You know, I think that the faith part, the word says the faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain. Faith can do great things and overcome that fear. But, you know, what I learned more than anything is that my mind is way more powerful than I realize, and it can be used to destroy me or can be used to lift me up. And again, through this process, I have learned that God has created our mind to be a powerful tool. And it's up to us. We choose whether we allow negativity or positive into our minds and out of our minds as well. And what I've learned is to filter that. Learn that when I get in an argument with my wife that I don't focus on the 20 years of arguments. I focus on the 20 years of incredible date nights and places that we've seen around the world and world records we've broken together, but not focus on the negative. I think our minds are trained for some reason to immediately go negative when there's any situation. You know, my daughter doesn't come home at her 9 p.m. curfew. And, you know, immediately my mind says, you know, is she in a car accident? You know, right now we're facing this incredibly horrendous pandemic of coronavirus. And, you know, immediately when I have a sniffle, my mind goes, do I have coronavirus? Am I going to survive? Am I going to spread it? Am I going to be, you know, immediately goes to the negative rather than going, no, my daughter's fine. I don't need to allow my mind to go to those negative places. And what I've learned is once you do learn to control those thoughts, your life spins 180. What I love about the gracious God that we serve is that his word applies to everybody, whether they believe it or not. And we know that just from looking around us. And the people that are positive, that continue to think positive and read positive, et cetera, well, his word doesn't return void again. So he honors them. They may not even believe in him, but he still honors them and honors their process. So I've learned so much through this situation where I thought I was going to have to give up my career walking on wires and entertaining and performing and inspiring because of this fear that had taken such stronghold of my mind. And I realized that I have a God that's bigger than any of those fears and any of those seeds that are planted in my mind. And it's about watering them or putting them out, but with his word.
You may have seen Nick Walenda walking the high wire over Niagara Falls or New York City or over a volcano in Nicaragua this past winter, but we're talking with him right now on SWS Radio. And regardless of how long you've been in a career field, chances are you didn't start your career when you were 2 years old, but Nick Walenda did. I mean, at 2 years old, most of us weren't doing much of anything. Tell us your story, Nick.
Yeah, so my career started before I was born. In fact, my mom was 6 months pregnant with me and still walking on the wire.
Wow.
So I've been walking on a wire longer than my feet have been on terra firma. But yes, started performing it too as well as a clown in the circus. The clowns would take me out in a pillowcase and dump me in the ring and I'd get with them and then we would, you know, take a bow and leave the stage. But my parents have a 2-foot wire everywhere we went as we toured the world to practice on. And, you know, this isn't a career or an occupation. This is a passion for us. It's what we love doing. And I saw my parents having fun on that wire. It's sort of like a playground growing up, and I wanted to be a part of it. So my mom would take my hand at 18 months old. There's photos in my new book, actually, of me walking the wire at that age, walking me back and forth on that wire. And that's really where I started training to perform in the world that I live in.
It's wild when you work in a family business, Nick, and your parents and your grandparents, and there are generations of people in your family that have walked the wire, and you talk about how it's a passion, and you feel like it's a calling. And it's interesting because a lot of times when we're growing in our faith journey, we ask Jesus into our heart, we realize, you know, okay, that's a starting point on that journey, but we ultimately want to figure out, what is God's essential calling on my life? What have you learned about taking that passion or that interest to realizing there was something deeper there that God had put on your heart?
Yeah, look, I would tell you that I remember as a teenager struggling, what's my calling in life? What does God want me to do? And then as I got older and gained wisdom, realized that God's calling is the same on all of our lives. And that is, you know, to spread the gospel, to love others, to live Christ-like. It's fairly simple. We kind of choose the careers that we take. However, I will tell you that God will bless those careers. You know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which is one of my favorite scriptures that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean on unknown understandings. In all your ways, follow him and he'll direct your path. I remember a lot of times growing up trying to lean on my own understandings and finally realizing that I don't need to lean on my own understandings because I talk myself out of the things that I believe God has called me to do. I'll give you an example. Walking across Niagara Falls took changing two laws in two countries over 100 years old. And as soon as one door closed, as I began that process with the first senator I met with, I talk about it in my first book, Balance. But as that door closed, immediately my mind goes, okay, well, I guess God doesn't want me to do that. I'll move on to the next project. I think so many believers, Christ followers, miss out on so many incredible opportunities and callings on their life because as soon as that door closes, they say, okay, well, that's God doesn't want me to do that. Well, I think we often forget that we have an enemy as well that seeks to destroy us and doesn't want us to fulfill God's calling on our lives. And I know that through that process, I question many times, well, God, how are you going to get glory out of me walking across a wire over Niagara Falls? And I remember after that, walking over live on ABC. And as I walk, I do what I always do when I'm in any situation that is stressful or that is, you know, concerns my safety. And I talk to God. I pray without ceasing. And whether it's, you know, raising my kids or being in, you know, a relationship or whatever the case may be. And I remember as I walked across, I was again proclaiming the name of Jesus and just talking to him. And after that, I didn't know my microphone was hot. You know, the networks are in full control of whether my microphone is on or off. My microphone was on. And after that, receiving hundreds and thousands of testimonies of people saying, look, you know, thank you for being bold in your faith. And you've encouraged me to be more bold in my workplace. And you've encouraged me to get back up. And I remember one testimony of a woman that was in a wheelchair. She hadn't walked for several years. And it was really more about will. She was a little bit weak. And she said, you know, I saw you do that. I got up with a walker and I took 3 steps and I hadn't done it for a couple of years that successfully. But I did it and I cried out to Jesus as I did it. And I was able to do it. And that's when I realized, look, God can use anyone that does anything, including a guy walking on a wire, to bring glory to his name and to encourage and inspire others. And that's when I realized I was on a path that I wanted to stay on.
99% of us will never walk across a tightrope or above an active volcano or even over a waterfall. But I'll tell you what, 100% of us will experience some kind of fear in our lives. This whole summer has just been ripe with that. We're talking with world-famous tightrope walker Nick Wallenda on SWS Radio. Nick, this year alone has caused a lot of fear in our lives and things that we thought we had under control. And then this pandemic has just exposed things that are under the surface in bigger ways. And Nick, like everyone else, you've walked through this pandemic, and I'm sure there's feelings of fear you've had to wrestle with your family, with your kids, and your marriage, and the economy. I mean, what strategies have you learned to implement when we're dealing with serious fear in our life to really own where we're at and how we're feeling?
Yeah, look, God has perfect timing, and it's funny because I started writing this book about a year ago, and it was slated to come out in September all along, and little did I know when I started writing this book that we were going to be faced with this horrendous virus. And, you know, I've learned so much just through even writing this book, but there's so much fear in our world right now, and I believe that we have an enemy that wants us to be fearful. He controls us with fear. And again, we have a loving and gracious God that goes before us in everything that we do. And we so often forget that God created the universe and he created us in his image. And there's just so much power in just knowing that the God of the universe created me. And really, I've learned just to trust in God so much more through this. And I think, you know, my prayer for this situation that the world is going through is that people will renew their relationships with Christ through this, that they will have a new fire set beneath their feet, if they will. And that through this situation, I take every negative situation and try to make it positive. Really what the book Facing Fear is about is facing that horrible accident that my family had and taking that negative situation and saying, you know what, I'm not going to let this destroy my family. You know, in fact, my sister was in a coma for several days. They didn't think she was going to live, let alone walk again, broke every bone in her face, serious injuries. Not only did she live, but Michael Strahan, who's a friend of mine, hosted my second from last TV special live on ABC, which was when me and my sister, the one that had fallen, nearly lost her life, got back on a wire over Times Square. And Michael Strahan said it best. He said, when an NFL player returns to the NFL, they don't return in the Super Bowl. But he said, your sister returned, played in the Super Bowl, and won MVP. It was the longest and highest walk she'd ever attempted after her life was nearly taken away from her. If that's not inspirational, I don't know what is. If that's not overcoming and the entire time praising the name of Jesus, singing worship songs, which is the way that I've lived my life. I didn't realize growing up in a Christ-following household that worship music that was being played in my house, in my car as we toured our vehicles, was just speaking life over me over and over again. And I do believe that's why I've been able to get through these situations. And again, I've always tried to keep God first. I'm not always great at it. I'm a failure. I make mistakes. Aren't we all? That's why Romans says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But again, he died for those sins on the cross. If we can just learn to accept that and realize how precious that is, just the simplicity of the fact that Jesus Christ loves me, just the simplicity of that can overcome every fear in our lives.
Marriage strategy is hard enough, but how about a proposal? I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with world-famous tightrope walker Nick Wallenda today at SWS Radio. And Nick, when you proposed to your wife, you did it in Nick Wallenda fashion from the wire. Tell us this story.
Yeah, so my wife comes from 8 generations of a circus background, 3rd oldest circus in Australia. And her family came over to the United States in the 50s to perform on Ringling Brothers. For 3 generations, our families have performed together, in fact. But my wife was in Montreal, called the Molson Center at the time. I was performing there. She happened to be visiting the show. I knew she was coming. At that time, she was my girlfriend. And I decided that I was going to propose to her from The Wire. So I walked out to the middle of The Wire, got on my knee, and asked her if she would marry me in front of that crowd. Talk about stress. It's stressful enough to ask someone if they'd marry you in a private setting, let alone in front of about 20,000 plus people. But thank God she said yes. We've now been married for over 20 years and have three beautiful children. We have a 22-year-old son who is currently serving our country as a Marine, 19-year-old son that's currently serving our country in the U.S. Army, and then a 17-year-old daughter that is a senior in high school.
In all the years that you and your wife have been married, you've had three kids, and you've been able to conquer a whole lot of fear you've had about The Wire yourself. But how do you navigate the fears that your family has for you when you're dreaming up even crazier situations and more world records to break? I mean, you did a volcano over Nicaragua just a few months back.
Yeah, so I would tell you that's one of the biggest challenges is convincing my family to allow me to do these things. You know, I've been very clear in my career that if my wife, children, or parents ever say, no, you're not doing that, that I respect them. That's difficult when you have a passion for what I, you know, when I have the passion that I do for what I do, to be willing to do that. But I do have to always respect my family first. One of the blessings is my family, again, over 200 years doing this. My parents certainly understand what I do. In fact, share the same passions, but not only that, but so does my wife. As far as my children go, to them, it is normal. You know, they don't think there's anything unique about their dad getting on a wire over a Grand Canyon or Niagara Falls or a volcano. To them, it's just, that's what dad does because they're complacent to it. They're immune to it. They've been around it their entire lives. So, but again, do they get nervous? Of course they do. But I can tell you, I got extremely nervous when my son said he was joining the Marines. When my next son was saying he's joining the Army. So again, it is tricky sometimes to convince them, but in the end, if they were to ever say, no, you can't do this walk, we do not support it, I would not pick up that balancing pole.
Well, we're talking with Nick Wallenda today at SWS Radio, and he actually has a new book that's out this week. It's called Facing Fear, Step Out in Faith and Rise Above What's Holding You Back. There's a part of that title that makes me wonder, what was holding you back?
Yeah, so it was fear itself. I mean, that became so real in my life that I thought that I was going to have to give it up. You know, here was my passion, what I loved doing, that I thought or I knew in my mind, this was God's calling for me. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. People are being encouraged and inspired by what I'm doing and led to Christ through this. This is my calling. But then when fear set in, it came to the point again where I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. And it was sort of, I had to reset and realize, no, I'm not going to let the things of this world hold me back. You know, I speak to men's groups. I speak to businesses, in fact, all over the world often. And I encourage people to be bold in their faith and who they are, because there's so much power, again, in knowing that the God who created the universe is the one who has my back. In the end, he has my back no matter what. I think so many people are scared of what their friends or their coworkers might say about them if they're bold in their faith. And I think there's a certain way and there's an elegance to the way that we have to deliver the message. And a lot of it is just leading by example. But also, I think it's just living our lives out in the open, not being reserved and not being scared to say to a friend, look, you know what? You need to accept Christ. You need, the Bible is clear that you need to, you know, ask Jesus into your heart. And, you know, just yesterday at dinner, I did that with one of my close friends who's certainly not a believer and doesn't really understand that. But, you know, tomorrow could be his last day. I don't know. No one knows. I want to make sure that all my friends and family and anyone that I know and come in contact with at least know the answer. I've been blessed. We've been blessed enough to have that answer. And it's up to us to share that answer with others and not keep it in.
So good. We're talking with Nick Wallenda today at SWS Radio. The new book's out now. It's called Facing Fear. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you so much.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.